Another sign we're on the way to economic recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The nation's economy grew at a rate of 3% in the last part of 2011. The gross domestic product is a touch higher than initial estimates from the Department of Commerce. And it's one more piece of good news economic data. For more, we go to Cash Mansouri. He's an economic consultant who runs the blog The Streetlight, and he's been scouring the brand new GDP report for us. Good morning, Cash.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So what do you make of today's new GDP estimate?
Oh, I think it's a pretty nice report. It's more evidence that this narrative that has been building, that the U.S. economy may be entering a new phase of the recovery that's stronger and hopefully more sustainable, is heading in the right direction. So I like this report.
Any surprises in there for you?
I wouldn't say there were any surprises, but there's some nice little bits and pieces that you can find in there. What I've been particularly paying attention to is personal consumption expenditure. Since consumers drive 70% of spending in the U.S. economy, that's the number that I've been looking for sustainable growth. And it was revised upward a little bit and is growing now at a faster rate than we've seen in a couple of years.
Cash Mansouri is an economic consultant and runs the blog The Streetlight. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Now let's do the numbers. Global markets are up this morning. In Europe, investors are excited over news of more cheap money from the European Central Bank. Here in the U.S., the Dow closed at 13,005, its highest finish since 2008. It's a milestone you might guess would make investors happy, but not everyone's making the big money. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large for CBS Money Watch. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So how much have regular investors benefited from this market run-up?
I think a lot of ordinary investors haven't actually participated to the full extent. If we look at the last 5 years, we see that investors pulled almost $500 billion from the U.S. stock market. So that means when people were freaking out at the bottom, they were pulling money out of the stock market, and they probably didn't actually participate in a big part of this recovery.
So they haven't gotten the benefits that maybe investors that were less skittish did.
Absolutely. And you might even say this, that there's a sort of an old saying on Wall Street that when you try to time the market, you don't have to make one great decision. You got to make two great decisions. One, getting out at the right time, and two, when to get back in at the right time.
And so how do regular investors avoid making the same mistake in the future?
You know, I still think that the tried and true diversified portfolio really does protect you. And it's not so much about your performance on the way up, but it is about not getting spooked on the way down. If the market was down 50% and your portfolio was only down 20%, now 20% is a big number, but it's not quite as scary as that 50. And I think more people are willing to stay with that portfolio if there isn't as much risk. I think the big lesson that we've seen is a diversified portfolio actually serves people well on the bottom, and it serves them well on the way back up.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch, thanks.
Great to be with you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Chartered Global Management Accountant designation CGMA, established by the AICPA and CIMA, cgma.org, and by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
It's February 29th. Happy Leap Day, everybody. It's especially happy if you're a business. Turns out the extra day can be a nice little bonus for the economy. From WMFE in Central Florida, Mark Simpson reports.
Central Florida just pulled off a banner weekend. The NBA All-Star Game played in downtown Orlando, and the Daytona 500 crowd stuck around after the race was extended by one day because of rain. Now comes an extra day for businesses, Leap Day. Mega marketer Walt Disney announced it's keeping Disneyland and Disney World open 24 hours today, and that got the attention of area businesses.
Disney, of course, led the way by being open 24 hours for Leap Year Day.
That's Jennifer Rice Palmer, who's the general manager at the Lake Buena Vista Clarion Inn, The hotel is located almost next door to Disney properties, so following Disney's lead makes sense.
And we said, okay, if you come and you stay with us and you're staying more than one night and staying over the 29th, we'll pay for that night. It'll be completely free here at the hotel.
Economist Hank Fishkind says even though hotels might offer a free night stay, they can still end up coming out ahead.
And the reason that happens is because there's food and beverage monies that people spend and merchandise, and so those things are significant to a hotel's profit.
Fishkind points out that for big companies, that can mean big bucks.
There's about 200 work days in a normal work year, and now we have an extra one. So there'll be a little more production, people have a little more income than they otherwise would, and they'll spend a little more. So there are broad economic effects. Now, they're small, 1/200th increase, but nevertheless significant.
At Clarion Inn, Jennifer Rice Palmer says she's using Facebook to get the promotion out.
We're doing it unique for all of our friends who are liking us on Facebook, and so you have to qualify for it by coming and liking us on Facebook. But then as soon as you do that, you're open to this unique opportunity.
She also reports that Facebook interest has increased and the Leap Day special seems to be improving what is usually a midweek slump for bookings. In Orlando, I'm Mark Simpson for Marketplace.
And finally today, Spam. Remarkable Spam. The canned meat product turns 75 this year, and it's rolling out what the company calls its first ever spokes character, Sir Canalot. Sir Canalot is an armed, bearded cartoon knight. But it seems to me he does have a predecessor who pushed Spam as a breakfast treat. Remember Monty Python?
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam,
that,
bacon, sausage and Spam.
That just makes me hungry. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Yelp uses the star system to rate restaurants. So how about using that same system to rate Yelp as a publicly traded company? How would it do, do you suppose?
I would give it probably between 4 and 5 stars for promise. It definitely has huge potential.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Yelp IPO and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.